from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're celebrating a destroyer traveling with a freeway symphony and exploring the nature of good and evil. David Weekend is often very, very good.
And often very, very evil.
I like that evil laugh. That's very good. And let's start, David, with something eclectic.
Jesus is beside himself. Jacob's in a state of decimation. The writing on the wall isn't writing at all. Just forces of nature in love with our weather station.
That's a destroyer off its new CD. And with a name like that, I expect a really hard
rock. I know,
act.
Yeah.
But this is really, of this album especially, a unique blend of rock and blues and jazz.
Yeah.
This is Dan Behar's project.
Right. And Dan Behar is, a lot of people know him from the New Pornographers, but actually he's made more records with Destroyer since the mid-90s than the New Pornographers. And I have to say, many of them are quite different than others. I mean, this is meant to sort of deconstruct and music, and he had an album right before this new one called Kaput, which has this sort of loungy thing going on, and he liked it, and so he's sort of back with that again with his new CD called Poison Season.
Yeah, Destroyer plays the Fillmore in San Francisco tomorrow night. Mr. Hyde is a destroyer, the evil side of Dr. Jekyll, in the famous novella by Robert Louis Stevenson, who I just adore. And there's a play about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde opening at City Lights Theater in San Jose.
That's right. The playwright is Jeffrey Hatcher, and he just wrote the screenplay for that film, Mr. Holmes, about Sherlock Holmes.
As an older man, with
Ian McKellen, that I'm really dying to see. But this is a 2008 play, and it's a really interesting concept because, of course, Mr. Hyde is meant to be a psychological portrait as much as a real one. And in this case, Hyde is played by four different actors, so that there are four different sides of Mr. Hyde, depending on your mood, I guess.
Yeah, ego and id at war, and one of those Mr. Hydes is a woman, I believe.
That's right.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde continues at City Lights Theater Company through October 18th. Now, one of my favorite singers at one of my favorite clubs.
Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow, strands of a mellow cello, when the lights are low. Dear, we're so close together.
That's Mary Stallings. She's just one of the Bay Area's musical treasures.
She really is.
I did a story about her years ago. She took 30 years off from music to be a seamstress and raise her kid.
Yeah.
But she's still a wonderful singer.
She really is wonderful. I saw her live for the first time like years and years ago when I went to Bix for dinner. I don't do that very often. I don't get paid that well. But she sang there, and I didn't care about the food. All I wanted to do was just sit there and listen to her sing. She's really that good.
Yeah, and the Mary Stallings Quartet plays Sunday at Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society in Half Moon Bay on the beach. And Larry Coryell is there September 27th. We love Joe Good's dance and theater work, and he's presenting a world premiere that sounds totally wonky, but it's very cool. It's called The Poetics of Space. It's based on some French philosopher's writing.
That's right. It's a 1958 book by a man named Gaston Bachelard.
Well put.
Thank you so much. And it is about the poetics of space, and it's about the concept that architects need to sort of think about the experiential use of space rather than some weird abstract concept. I can't predict what this will be about, but I do think that the concept of space and art in this city right now is omnipresent, and we talk about it and think about it and should be concerned about artist displacement, and where do artists belong, I think, is always the larger question. And I'm expecting those are questions that Joe may answer in this piece. Whatever he does is always fascinating.
The Joe Good Performance Group takes over Z Space in San Francisco on Thursday for the Poetics of Space, and the show continues through October 11th. Autumn is when the leaves fall and the concert halls fill up, and we wanted to focus a bit on the Bay Area's exceptional regional symphonies, including the California Symphony out in the East Bay under the leadership of Donato Cabrera, a very busy man.
Yeah, very busy man. Yeah, he conducts the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra, but this is another one of his jobs. I think he also conducts the Las Vegas Symphony, if I'm not mistaken. And this is their season opening program.
Yeah, Donato Cabrera told me one reason the California Symphony and the other Bay Area regional orchestras are so good is that we have so many fine musicians around the Bay Area.
These folks are part of the Freeway Philharmonic, and you go see and hear the California Symphony, and it's every bit as virtuosic as the bigger orchestras, and I feel very lucky to have such a wonderful group of people to work with.
The California Symphony opens its season at the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek on Sunday with music by Sibelius on the 150th anniversary of his birth. Moving on now to some pop as expansive as Sibelius.
Yeah.
That's Jin Wigmore, Nothing to No One, from her new album, Blood to Bone. I mean, you expect something very screamy, and she's kind of got this little voice.
She does,
but she does. She uses it really well.
She does.
I'm not sure about her makeup. She's like got all this koala bear stuff around her eyes, right? But I really like her music. Yeah.
Well, she is from New Zealand. Are there koalas there, or are they just from Australia? I don't know, but she is from New Zealand, And, you know, people do sometimes compare her to Amy Winehouse. She does have that edginess. And if you're a Teen Wolf fan, which I know, Si, I know that you realize her music has been in Teen Wolf as well.
Oh, very good. Jin Wigmore will fill the rickshaw stop with music on Tuesday. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find these and so many more shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Si Musiker, and follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.